House Bill on third reading, House Bill 1320. Senator from the 4th.
President, I move that House Bill 1320 be taken up for perfection.
Senator from the 4th has moved.
I'm sorry, for third reading.
House Bill 1320 be taken up for third reading. As many of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before the body. Senator from the 4th.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, this is Representative Ellinger's bill. This bill makes it prohibits municipalities from enacting ordinances prohibiting or restricting a mother from breastfeeding, and it allows a nursing mother, upon her request, with a completed written statement from her physician to the court certifying that she is a nursing mother, to be excused from jury duty. Mr. President, Mr. Representative Ellinger and I share an apartment. We've done it for the last 3 years. His health has taken a severe downturn. This is why we suspended the rule so we can get this thing brought up. It's, as you can tell, it's probably not a bill that I would ever file. And if anybody asked me to carry it, I'd probably refer them to somebody else. But he's a good friend. I think everybody could learn a lot. He is probably the most liberal guy in the General Assembly. Whenever I would start to lean to the right, I'd go home and listen to Representative Ellinger and bring me back to the left. Some of the younger people could really learn a lot about dedication and focus of purpose and loyalty. And with that, Mr. President, I'd like to inquire of the Senator from Buchanan.
Senator from the 4th, would you like to make your third reading motion first?
Yes, I would, Mr. President. I would like to move that House Bill number 1320 be third read and finally passed.
Senator from the 4th has moved that House Bill 1320 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. And Senator from 4th, you asked to inquire of the Senator from Buchanan.
From Buchanan.
Okay. Does the Senator from Buchanan yield? He does. Proceed.
Senator, you're pretty familiar with this bill, aren't you?
Yes, I am. This bill is identical to Senate Bill 502, which has been heard in the Senator from Phelps Committee and voted due pass, and it just hasn't been taken up to go into the calendar yet. We actually passed this exact language out last year out of this chamber, and I've been I introduced a similar bill 10 or 12 years ago, and just I've introduced it multiple times since. So it's just awesome to me that we're one vote away from having this become law. It's a big deal for me.
I wish it was under different circumstances, but I am honored to carry it for him.
Well, you know, this bill has the potential to do a lot of good and actually to save the state a lot of money. It turns out that women who breastfeed actually have healthier kids, and those kids actually consume less resources under the state Medicaid program. So it would actually have a positive fiscal note if it inspired just even a few women to breastfeed their children instead of to not do it. And currently, there are a lot of women who don't breastfeed their kids because of just sort of roadblocks, that things that get in the way of them doing that and perceived troubles ahead. And so they decide not to do it. One of those things is jury duty. They know that they can be called for jury duty, and so that is one element of why they choose not to. Another one is being hassled when they try to breastfeed their children out in public. And this bill actually removes a lot of the roadblocks that they think about. And so hopefully it will encourage more women to breastfeed their children, will have healthier babies, and it'll actually save the state money. It's a great bill. I thank you for bringing it.
Thank you, and thank you for the background.
You're welcome. Thank you, Mr. President.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Senator from the 14th, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
Yes, Mr. President, if I could inquire of the senator from the 4th.
Does the senator from the 4th yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Thank you so much, Senator, and thank you for carrying this bill. I had an opportunity to go see Rory at his house on Friday with Representative Courtney Curtis, and we had a very long day prior to our visit of visiting different schools in St. Louis City, both public and private. And before we made it home, we just kind of looked at each other and said, why don't we go over to Rory's house and just talk to him to see how he's doing. And I never thought, you know, he would, one, open the door. He did. And he stated, you know, Maria, I think you're the last person I thought would come here. And I told him as we sat down in his living room that while we come from different political circles within University City, because we are very tribal people in University City. In fact, there are about 5 tribes, and he belongs to the one tribe that has never supported me, and it's okay. But when you're in a situation as Rory is, you put all of your differences aside. And what I told him is, you know, we're human. And the best of us, we have the ability to share the best of who we are in times like this. So I wanted to just resolve some of the issues that we've had in the past and let him know that I was thinking about him, thinking about his family, and trying in the best way possible to encourage him and to have courage and to go through this process. I did talk about a similar process that I went through with my own father and let him know it was probably one of the most beautiful experiences I've ever had. It's a point in time where you are communicating with your maker and with your family, and you're trying to resolve any of the feelings that you have had, things that you've hoped to do in the future, any regrets that you've ever had, and also acknowledging the blessings that you have. And I can tell you that it is a blessing, regardless of where our political views have been in the past. I will say it is a blessing for the people of University City to have had someone who was so vocal and honest about the way that he felt and the way that he feels about different ideas. And we love that. And that is part of the history of University City. I live in the precinct of the first female statewide office holder. Rory lives in the next precinct over, where Sheila Lumpy lives right now, and she has her own challenges. We live in a community where there's Barb Frazier, who was a state representative. Kenny Rothman is from University City. So it is a proud moment to have someone from our community who has been an advocate and will continue to have a placeholder, not only in this body, but in the General Assembly. And while, as you know, we had differences of opinion and approach, not legislatively, but definitely differences in approach when it comes to politics, all those things go aside. And when you put yourself before the people so that you can run for office and serve, you're giving so much of who you are personally. You're spending time away from your family. You're spending time away from your friends. And what we always put before everything else are our constituents. And that is what Rory did for the last 4 years. So, again, I would like to thank you. I know he was listening last week. He said he had to turn it off because it lasted way longer than he expected. But I just wanted to make my statement about Rory, that he's a good guy. He has the passion that every single person who wants to serve in a public capacity should have. And so I hope that we can take many of his examples and adopt them so that we can make the next generation even better than the past. But we have to have that foundation and those experiences and those people who have experience. We have to look at those folks and realize the doors that they have opened. And I will be very grateful. I am very grateful to, again, the service of Representative Ellinger. And I just wanted to communicate that to you and to him and to his family. Thank you, Mr. President.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on the bill? Hearing none, Senator, you are recognized to close.
I close.
Senator from the 4th has renewed his motion that House Bill 1320 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Secretary, please call the roll.
House Bill Number 1320, an act relating to breastfeeding. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham,
aye.
Curls,
aye.
Dempsey,
aye.
Dixon,
aye.
Emery, Holzman,
yes.
Justice,
aye.
Kevney,
aye.
Kehoe,
aye.
Kraus,
aye.
Lauger,
aye.
Lamping, Lavoda,
aye.
Libla,
aye.
Munslinger,
aye.
Nasheed,
aye.
Nieves,
aye.
Parson,
aye.
Pierce, Richard,
aye.
Romine,
aye.
Roop, Sater,
aye.
Schaff,
aye.
Schaefer,
aye.
Schmidt,
aye.
Sifton,
aye.
Sylvie,
aye.
Wallingford,
aye.
Walsh,
aye.
Wasson.
Senator from Barton. Senator from Barton votes aye. Ayes, 0 nos. The bill, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed.